Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
All right, y'all, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little social battery check-in. Have you been feeling drained or bursting with energy? With this new job, I know I personally have been teetering between the two. I'm super motivated, but I'm also really drained because I'm not great at setting boundaries. And every time I find myself in a state of overwhelm, it typically comes back to me not being present or self-aware of how I feel in the current moment. When we're so focused outward, it can be really difficult to focus inward. And that's where all the social cues live that tell us when we need breaks or boundaries. But for me, building self-awareness was not a natural thing. It's more natural for me to ignore how I feel. And because my therapist has helped me so much with building self-awareness over time, I've been able to look around and realize that I'm not alone in this feeling. But if you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And hopefully you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 81. Become a realist in your relationships. See people for who they are today, not who you think they could become tomorrow. Of course, they will probably grow and change with time, but the core values of the person in front of you right now will more than likely remain the same. So if you find yourself saying, they'd be perfect if only they were more driven or more attentive or more loving or more creative or more spontaneous, you're not being realistic. You're clinging to an idea of someone. Plus, only dating someone you expect to change completely is kind of messed up. Dating someone for their potential means you are setting both parties up for disappointment. Don't get me wrong, if they are working towards their highest potential currently, that is realistic. This means the conversation can shift from they'd be perfect if only they were driven to they'd be perfect because they are driven. Which means, yeah, they haven't fully accomplished all of their goals yet, but they're on the way there. Which means you're dating a person with potential instead of a person with potential for potential. You can't inspire anyone to reach their highest good and their highest light unless they're ready to be inspired and work on that themselves. What a person is bringing to the table today is more relevant than what they tell you is on the menu for tomorrow. Date what you see, not what you hear. People claim to want and do and be things they won't do or be all the time. But you're not going to convince me you're a writer if I can't read your writing. You're not going to convince me you're a painter if I can't see your paintings. Just like you're not going to convince me you're a good partner if I can't feel you being a good partner. When people show you who they are, believe them. Do you personally find yourself attracted to people you need to nurture, or do you feel the need to solve problems for others? Check in with your patterns to see if you're the mama bird type, rescuing people along the way, or if you have any enabler tendencies that justify and support people's bad habits in various ways. When we nurture others too much, they never learn how to become self-sufficient, which can lead to a subconscious resentment against these new blurred lines of individuality. Even if a problem does affect you, it doesn't make it your problem to solve. My father smoked, and it affected my interactions with him because of the smell, but I couldn't make him quit if he didn't want to. I could influence him and encourage and support his process, but the habit was too difficult to break without his conscious decision to do so. It is far more important to get into relationships where you better yourself for you and they better themselves for them. When we are all doing what's best for ourselves, it will naturally improve our relationships with those around us and encourage others to do the same. So we are no longer focused on the what if, and we are now focused on the what is.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.